I like.
Yeah, so speaking of triumphs, our very own Ayizon, aka Long Legs Don't Mind. Do you want to tell the listeners what you've been up to?
So basically, a friend of mine has a radio show on Bellamy Radio. Check him out. And I was like, babes, because she did ask me to be on her radio show ages ago, but this is before I could DJ. So I reckon it was just for like an interview or something. But she was like, oh, I was up to get you on, and this is when she was like first starting out. So I feel like she was just looking for guests and stuff. And I was thinking, yeah, of course I'd love someone, but I didn't know what I'd do. And I was working always because it's between 12 and 1. So I was like, or 11 and 1 or whatever. So I was like, can't do it. But when I could do it, I messaged her, is this opportunity still there? She was like, absolutely, how's Tuesday? And I was like, wow, not ready. And anyway, I did it on Friday. And it was amazing. I had so much fun. I got there. And she was already playing like Brazilian vibes, like she was banging out the carnival vibes. I was like, this is excellent, because I didn't know what to play necessarily. I didn't know where I was going. I was like,
wait, that was all off the cuff?
Yeah. Oh.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
I
assumed you had an idea of what you were going to do. Because
Jack was round.
I was with you.
The night before. Yeah. And I was like, Jack, I don't know what to play. I don't know what to do. And then I was like, I think I'm just going to have to wing it. But I did I practiced when he was there, but it was like, I don't even know if I played what I played with you, if I actually played.
But even for me, that day it was mad, because I thought that you were like recording the set so you could listen to it later. And you were just telling me that everything that you were doing, you were just like, oh, I'll remember to do this. Like, yeah. Tomorrow. And I was like, how are you, like, this is insane.
No,
like,
you just remember. I don't know. Because I always do it in order of, like, BPM, basically. Yeah. So, if it's in that order, I kind of already know, okay, I'll see what songs they are. I know what the songs are. So it's like, okay, this song will work straight after this song. And it's not hard to match the beats. And it's only occasionally I'll be like, oh my god, and I'll think of a song and then I'll have to search it and then play it. But usually my stuff is already like kind of set,
laid out.
So I'm like, okay. And it's like, you know, you'll scroll, there'll be Afrobeat, hip-hop, Afrobeat, funky house, blah blah blah. If you're doing Afrobeats, you just skip over the other ones and play, you know what I mean, the Afrobeat.
Okay.
It's that kind of thing. That's how I've like cheat coded the whole thing. So
but how are you deciding what to play, in the sense of like when you're trying to go for a specific, like, is there like a formula to your sets?
No, I just look at the crowd.
Fine.
I just look at the crowd and I decide, okay, what are people gonna actually enjoy at this point? And often you get it wrong and you're like, okay, this song doesn't work. So you switch the vibe or play something else, and they're like, hey, kind of thing. So, and I was in my car driving to where this was. It was in Peckham, sorry. And I get a tweet, like, notification. Because the girl that hosts, sorry, didn't say her name, Aisha Zoe, amazing DJ and also a singer. She's part of a group, a duo called S4U, super sick. And she tweeted Brazilian vibes, starting with Brazilian vibes until we get guest mix Aizon on. And I'm in my car parking and I was like, Brazilian vibes. Excellent. Fantastic. Smashing. I was like, I know where I'm going. And I was like, so I get there and she's like, when you watch this girl DJ, she is like having the most fun. She's probably she's one of the people I used to watch and be like, yeah, it'd be fun to DJ. And she's so free when she's doing it and she's playing.
But when you were doing your set, because before you were saying about how, like, obviously when you're doing a live set and you're at a club or something like that, you have the crowd to be able to react off. Obviously, when you're on the radio, you don't have that. So, like,
I was going
to
ask.
Work with that dynamic?
So, because she was already playing Brazilian vibes, I was like, okay, I have Bale Funk tunes. And what I do when I DJ, and a lot of people like it, I don't know whether everybody likes it, but what I do is I'm mixing different genres, but it's all going to be in the same mood. So if you're dancing to Bali Funk, I'll put on a funky house tune that you're still going to dance to, and an Afrobeats tune that you're still going to dance to, but I'm still bouncing around genres. But I know I have like a good chunk of Bali Funk, like that I can play, which will start the mood, and then I'll whack in like this tune or this tune or this tune. So when she said Brazilian, I said, I know where I'm starting. And if I know where I'm starting, that's like at least 5 tracks, and then we'll see how the rest goes. Yeah, genuinely, it's, it was. I told her in the interview beforehand. I said it's going to be a wing. It's gonna be a wing. I'm gonna wing it.
No chicken.
Like, you get me? Wing, no chicken shop. You get me? So, if you want to listen, guys, all you have to do is search Mixcloud Full English Breakfast Show Aizon, and it will come up. Because the show is called The Full English Breakfast Show, because it's round about breakfast time. Makes sense. But yeah, it's there. And
actually, even, because is there can you put the link in the description?
The show notes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's like, I'm...
Link in show notes. Below the line, as they say.
I had a lot of fun, and I've listened back and there's things I would change. It definitely is not a perfect set, so, you know, don't at me. But, don't at me, I know where I went wrong, get me. But I had so much fun doing it, and her energy is amazing, so it was great. I had a great, and it was sunny as well, so. And from what you said, sorry, I don't think I answered your question at all, where it's like, how do you gauge what other people, because it's on the radio.
Yeah.
So I went on to Insta Live. And I was live streaming.
Yeah, okay. Because I was on the stream as well.
No, in fact, I didn't tell anyone I was going on the radio. Nobody knew. I didn't even tell Tyle. I didn't tell anyone. And it was like 2 minutes before. It was literally 11:58. I sent a broadcast saying, I'm on in 2 minutes. And sent everyone the live link. So everyone was obviously like, what? I feel like if you're banging on about it, they'll be like, oh, okay. If you just give them a little on in 2 minutes, like, rah, what now? Okay. And then after that, I didn't look at my WhatsApp until the hour was finished. And my live was on and people were like, oh, like, sending emojis and stuff. I was like, cool. There was one song that I love, yeah. I love it. It's Penalty by Small Doctor, Afrobeat. I think that was the first Afrobeat song I played. And I was like, I don't know whether everyone's going to like this, but I don't care. And I played it. And Aisha screamed in the background. And then my friend Alex sent like fire emoji. I was like, okay, cool. You guys are with me. This is cool.
Because you only need that one person to be
guest. Yeah, you're fine. Exactly.
You're fine. Like, oh, we're all fine. Yeah.
When you're literally just DJing for that one person in the crowd, you're like, you know what? Fuck everyone else. Yeah. You get what I'm trying to do.
This too. I do it all the time. Anytime. It's, shout out to Tommy Ling. Anytime I play anything K Chinada, I'm like, Tommy Ling. This one, the next one, bro, it's for you. Next one, yeah, come on and dance for, yeah, but definitely. It was a lot of fun, check it out.
Wicked.
That's it.
So, nice. Guys, who actually went out this weekend as a show of hands, or last weekend? Last weekend.
A hand is up.
Yeah.
Raw. Last weekend feels like a very long time
ago. Like, I feel like you went out. In fact, you did go out because you messaged me like, where are you? And I
oh, yeah.
That was Friday. Yes, Lion went out. Lion went out. I told you Lion goes
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he would have just you told you. No, I didn't go nowhere.
No, you know what? I was even trying to remember. I was bare trying to remember. But to be fair, so I did go out.
Yes.
But it was almost, it wasn't really an accident, but it's because Philip. Shout out Philip yeah. Johnson. He's Penguin. A bad influence. basically, he was just like, oh, come through to my cousin's recital with the exact words that he chose.
Right. Sounds very innocent.
It does. Well, this is the thing. I thought it's, when he said recital, I was thinking something like a school. Like,
well, so.
So, were you at the thing where the girl was playing the trumpet?
Yeah.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
Philip likes to selectively invite people to places, doesn't he? He does. When it's like a full crowd of us, yeah, he will just message one person, Falarin, you want to come to the
But to be fair, because I don't think he expected anyone to be interested at all. Mm-hmm. And then also did at some point mention it in the group, but it was just kind of like...
He picks the people that he thinks would want it.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
As opposed to saying... which I feel like is what we all do.
Yeah.
There's certain friends you don't invite to certain things.
Because you're I don't think you're going to enjoy this.
If you're not going to enjoy it, then you're going to make me not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about you not enjoying it.
Exactly. So, and especially because the way he phrased it was just like, oh, we're going to go and meet up with the others afterwards, but I'm going to this thing. Do you want to just roll through? So I was like, cool. Went to the event, and basically it's his cousin, Deanna, who is... graduating from like some sort of music school, but basically she was doing like all of these tunes that she performed on trumpet. It was incredible. Sick. It got me so gassed. I didn't even know what I was doing. She did a Kendrick tune at one point.
Oh wow, which one?
She did a one from Untitled, the one where it's like And then she did like did like honestly I was
wait what's
your name dedicate to you
wait no 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 no
wait
yeah yeah
yeah that's right
oh really
yeah
I mean
she did Gypsy Woman as well
that's what I we
yeah 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 yeah
she did Gypsy Woman as well la da di da di
sorry that's even what I meant that's even what I meant that's even what I meant
because Philip snapped it and he was like 10 marks so he can guess so I was proper listening and then I just heard I was like I know and I sent it to him he was like I'm so proud of you. Do you know how many people have sent me nonsense things? I was like, thanks, dog.
But honestly, so, and I was so incredibly gassed, and then she was like, oh, and I'm going to be doing a performance later on with my Afrobeat band at Paper Dress Vintage.
What? Okay, yeah.
So I literally messaged
you. No, I will say that I had just come back from holiday.
Yeah.
I was feeling quite holiday.
Well, this is the thing, and I still didn't know where you were, because that's the thing, because I was like, I didn't know when you'd come back or did it.
I quite enjoyed that. I didn't like people knowing where I like people not knowing where I am.
It's because you're a Nigerian man.
It's true. I mean, I feel like that was a bit of a shot. But...
Yeah.
No.
Because... I feel the same.
Why do you feel that's a shot?
It sounds like one.
No, sorry. Let me even rephrase, because I even said Nigerian man. The fact that you're a man is irrelevant. Nigerians don't like people knowing where we're at. because anyone can do anything to join you if they know where you are. No. But it's to the extent that even to this day, when people be like, oh, you're going on holiday, when are you travelling? There's a part of my brain that just goes into like lizard panic mode. I'm like, oh my God, why do you want to know? What's happening? I get stressed.
I don't. I literally don't tell people at work.
Oh, but this
is the thing. They'll say, what are you doing? I know full well, like, what are you doing this weekend? I know full well exactly what I'm doing. I'm going out and have fun. I'm just
going to
chill.
and then you block them. If they found you on social media, you block them from their stories. Never see them.
I didn't even add them.
But this is the thing. So when people will be like, oh, you're traveling. When are you traveling? I'll be like, 17th. No, full well that I'm traveling on the 15th. You don't need to know. I don't like
it. Why do you say my
why? But do you know what I mean? Why do you need to know my itinerary?
Okay, explain to me why though. Explain.
You know what?
You just don't know people's agendas.
You don't know people's agendas. If I had telepathy and I could just see into your mind, maybe I'd consider it letting you know. If I knew exactly why you were asking, then fine. But I don't.
You man have got trust issues.
Yes, we do.
Correct.
Right, so that's why we still alive.
Get me.
We're still alive at 25, baby.
Get me. Thank you.
A real motherfucker. So, basically, her Afrobeat band is called Joro. Pronounce that. Anyway, Joro, and they are sick.
Wait, why did you hesitate about the pronunciation?
I said I just made it so right. Nigerian in a way that I don't think it necessarily.
It's African. It's African.
It's true, but Rod, I don't know where the name comes from. Might not be Nigerian.
Yeah, but if you said Joro,
yeah,
you know what you did.
Let me make 100% sure that I've gotten the name right. It is. Hold on, it's not that bad. It is. Because there was another band too.
They're definitely not getting a shout.
Yeah, Joro.
Joro.
Yeah.
Check them out, people.
They're incredibly sick. Incredible Afrobeat band. Yeah, go see what they're saying.
Did you end up going out after that? I feel like you might have done.
After that...
I feel like you guys just got really drunk.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't lie to you. I don't...
You don't remember, do you?
I don't... Well, it's not like I don't remember. It's just... Hold on. I feel like I went home.
I don't believe
that. The fact that you didn't even remember that you went out suggests that.
But because that was time ago!
It was a long time ago.
It was so long ago!
I mean, what day is it?
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah, right. Ask me what I did yesterday.
Actually, today's Thursday.
Bruh, you really fucked
it. You tried it. You man, it's Wednesday.
We record on Wednesday, we drop on Thursday. But y'all know what it means.
Is that a problem? Like,
no, but you let because when you start saying like, oh, this thing is happening tomorrow.
It's oh yeah, fine. You don't want to date it.
Yeah. Stop confusing the listeners, man.
I mean, I feel like you just confused. So
I feel the same. Anyway. It's cool.
This is the second time, you know. Second time.
I know what I did yesterday.
I literally don't. I honestly don't know what I did yesterday.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because it was my birthday!
That's segue, though.
I didn't know how I was going to squeeze it in, but it was my birthday yesterday. Yes, indeed. I turned 25. Okay. 19th of June, in case you want to send me like a gift or whatever. But
so just drop your little PayPal in there.
Yeah. Like. I'll send you my GoFundMe. But for my birthday, I went to Troy Bar and it was really cool. I just thought I'd say that. Have we all been to Troy Bar?
Yeah.
Live music and that, open mic and that on a Tuesday. And the band is so sick. The person on the drums.
You can't just have a birthday on the pod and us would not, like, come on. And it's gotta be the back version as well. Can't be doing that.
Yeah, I feel like it's quite enough. We're not gonna get to the happy birthday.
No, we like, don't worry, I'll tell that when it's time. Okay. Listen.
So
Louise.
Why?
You think it goes straight into the chorus?
It would be better though, don't you think?
No.
No, because it's like a build up. Right, and it's build like, up.
When it's ready, I'll come into it.
Yeah, anyway. Fine. So, went to Troy Bar. Person on the drums was McNasty. Do you guys remember him?
No.
He was on Britain's Got Talent as a drummer, but he's also Labyrinth's little brother.
Oh, yeah. Is his name McNasty?
Yeah. I knew you'd remember once I said that. That was his stage name from then.
I don't even remember he had a stage
that
name.
That was his stage name from then.
Okay. But no, the thing about that I love about Troy Bar, the open mic at Troy Bar, I'm not even going
to
start talking.
Yeah, because I'm about to cut you off, baby.
Literally, I'm about to cut you off.
Hey, so, we're here. Happy birthday to you. Hey, happy birthday to you. Hey, happy birthday to you.
Get off the stage!
I miss the Boondocks.
Yeah, me too.
I never watched that, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, I messed up.
Don't you dare. Wait, finish what you were saying.
So the thing I love about the open mic at Troy Bar is that the vibe is so welcoming that... Because basically, you have such a range of talent in the sense that I've been to Troy Bar where you've had people who are... so out of this world incredible that you are just melting in your seat and people who are legitimately some of the worst performers I've ever come across in my life.
Wow.
But they're all treated with the same respect.
Can I ask you a question? Sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
Does Labyrinth's brother have an afro now?
The younger one.
I think you're looking at the wrong person.
The person I saw yesterday.
Yeah, sorry.
He has short sides and long top. It's not like an all-round afro.
Okay, no. Not the same person.
You came across...
Well, just because I went to Troy Bar and there was a drummer with the afro and he was like insane.
Does he drum with his mouth open? Like,
yeah.
It's him.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because like
all the drummers could drum with their mouth open.
No, but McNasty's facial expression is like
it's proper. Yeah. It's him. So he does have an afro.
I saw him yesterday. I told you what he said. You know what I mean? It's cut on the sides. But it's like long.
I remember thinking, yeah, this guy. And now when you said it, I was like, yeah, he does kind of look like
familiar. Because yeah. I asked the person I was with if it was someone else. And he said, no, this is so-and-so. So I was like, okay, that's why I recognize him. But yeah, Troy Bar's lit.
It's so lit.
Tuesdays and Fridays. Get there like at like 8. Otherwise, it's going to be long to get a seat.
Well, you're just standing, aren't you?
Yeah,
no, it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant if you're standing.
No, it's not. I prefer sitting.
So, I got
when you're sitting.
We got there early, sat down. Food is also really tasty.
They do J rice.
They do. When I was there, it was I had jerk chicken and plantain.
I saw J rice.
And you know, that plantain, it must have been black.
Yes.
Because it was so sweet. It was sweet. Hey! It must have been black. It must have been black.
But this is the one, because you know when you go to those places where clearly they have jumped on plantain but as a trend, and they don't know. Yeah, they don't know about plantain. Yeah. And you'll be having plantain and it's like one dry...
When it's not cooked in the middle.
But, you know what I mean? but literally, the one where you're like, rah, this plantain was green. Mm. This was just like, you don't know what you're doing, so stop wasting my time.
Yeah. Please. And don't make me pay £10 for it, please.
Plantain is always expensive, though, you know?
Yeah, they've tried
so
it.
So expensive.
Ooh. I even told Uncle...
You are better off frying it at home. That's the honest truth.
Well, 100%. You know? 100%.
That's how you get for a pound. Get me.
This tin.
I'm so sorry. I did jump in with myself. but Lauren was talking about his weekend. Have we finished that? Are we on...
Jets? Yeah, no. Literally, all I'm saying is Paper Dress Vintage is really sick. Also, there is an open mic... or at Paper Dress Vintage on Sundays that you should check out. But yeah. And Joro, you should check out.
For sure. And Aisha Zoe, Balamy Radio, Full English Breakfast Show. No, not in the street. I think.
You're back. What is this?
You've been started hella late.
So, what did.
Can we just start again though?
No. Carry on.
What? Wait, what did you do on the weekend? Have we already done you?
No. I have spoken a lot, but we haven't done what I did on the weekend. So, I went to Swingers.
Oh.
For a birthday. Yeah, I went to Swingers.
Sorry, what is this?
Yeah, the name is a bit misleading.
Well, this is the thing. No, you're saying it with a face that would suggest it's not what the name is.
Well, for Lauren, I just decided to explore life. There are things that we don't know. How can you judge if you've never tried it? Everything once. Isn't it? No, I'm chatting rubbish. It's a mini golf place in like.
Oh, that's a very good name. Well done.
Liverpool Street. But it's cool. It's like them like crazy golf where they give you, like, they shove cocktails down. Do you guys want a cocktail? You want a cocktail? No, because they're £11.
I was about to say, if you're shoving cocktails down me, it better be free.
Yeah, it's not free. But I had a caipirinha, which always reminds me of my trip to Brazil. Shout out me.
Come on.
Anyways, yeah, that was cool. And apart from that, I don't think I did anything else. Did I do anything else?
How highly, what would you rate Swingers?
Hmm.
And also, what's the vibe? Like, what's the ideal outing for Swingers?
A date.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it a date thing, or is it? But is it a date thing, or is it more of a like, ooh, friends?
I don't really know.
Both work.
I don't know if that's my kind of date.
I feel like that's the appetizer. That's not the focal point of your date. But like,
it's
that's
like
where
you do it for like
wait. Why isn't it your kind of date?
It's a bit boring for me.
Interesting.
And I feel like it depends, because so I went for a very close friend's birthday, so we're all very close friends there and whatever, we're just watching and laughing at each other if you're shit, you know what I mean? But it's like, if I don't really know you, it's okay,
yeah,
because it like fills in the gap of conversation, because obviously you're doing something.
I was gonna say,
but I would find it a bit boring.
What's your ideal?
My ideal what
type of date?
I just want everyone to know we just got side-eyed into it.
I just don't understand why I've been asking that question. I don't really have one.
No, but you. I mean, yeah, but you just said that, like, this is it. What? Like, okay, fine. Not necessarily. I'm asking for a friend. What's a good date in your eyes?
I don't know, guys. I don't really date. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but as in, okay, but you're because in my mind, yeah. Put it this way: for a lot of people. A sort of standard date is we're gonna go for drinks.
Yeah.
The thing that I like about mini golf, theoretically, or at least theoretically, the thing that's good is that you have the same thing as drinks, mm-hmm. but you also have a physical activity that you can get involved in mm-hmm. that will maybe cut through a bit of some of the awkwardness of the first date.
Why did he say physical activities? That's
you don't have that about activities, don't you?
Jack loves going out he loves it.
What's your favorite type of date, Jack?
Wait. Answer that question. Answered this question.
Well, I don't know, because I find maybe I'm just, there's like a stigma with me and dating, because I find like dating like really strange. Like I don't really do that. But if I'm going out with someone romantically that I'm already like comfortable with,
sure,
I don't even call that a date. But obviously it is.
Agreed, but that's the point though. If this is someone that maybe you don't know very well yet,
yeah,
then surely mini golf is like it's all right way to go.
Yeah, and Swingers is a nice place as well. It's Swingers a good place to make a good first impression.
How do you go about if you don't date?
I don't like new people.
If I'm really
going for drinks with somebody new,
yeah,
I'm probably already not having a good time.
Wrong.
Well.
Straight up.
How could you be having a good time?
If you're literally sick. If you're someone who is like so funny and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Then fine. I don't, the awkward like.
But surely you wouldn't have got to that stage then anyway. Like if the person wasn't sick, then
okay,
you wouldn't have met them anyway.
That's maybe. Maybe. But also maybe not. I feel like, yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. Guys, I don't know, it's tough. But what I'm saying is, basically, when I think of dates, I always think of an uncomfortable situation where you don't know someone, and I'd rather not be there.
Like Tinder. It's Tinder that's given you that perception.
Tinder's
there. I think, yeah.
Probably because Tinder's made blind dating like...
It's so dead.
Normal.
It's made it mainstream. Yeah.
It is more mainstream.
Meeting people that you don't know.
But this is the thing that I'm then finding interesting, because surely swingers, by its nature, is like, it's going to be at least a little bit less awkward.
Yeah, fine. We're doing objectively, it's a good date destination. We saw couples there. There was guys and girls. You know what I mean? There was guys and girls together waiting for us because we were a big group of seven, and they were there tapping their feet behind us like, are you guys going to be done? So it's like, yeah, I'm sure it's a good date place.
But... So what do you rate it then?
Yes, that's where we were. I think I'll give it, what's this, out of 10 or out of 5?
Out of 10.
Whatever you feel is going to give the necessary nuance.
I just don't think, I mean, it was...
It's going to be a
blowjob. Yeah, swingers. I don't know.
You're not feeling swingers.
I just find like... if
you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first,
no,
folks.
No,
fuck them.
No.
That swingers. I swingers. Don't know what they're doing.
You're dead.
No, don't listen to them, guys. Swingers is cool, but I feel like for me, mini golf and bowling, they're all a bit boring.
What? You said bowling was
boring. Yo, what?
Nah, I agree with that.
Bowling is the
best. No. I disagree.
We disagree.
I feel like bowling is a... dead place.
Oh my gosh, what are you saying? Bowling
is so basic. No. It's not so basic. Not a day.
Just for like, yeah, we're going, we're going to have some fun. Bowling is great. Like,
you cannot go. Listen, you cannot go.
I love bowling.
You cannot go on your first date.
No. We're not talking about dating. We're not talking about dating.
We were talking
generally. We veered towards dating.
Basically,
also, we're talking about swingers.
Before you carry on, I'm interested to hear that you love bowling, because I didn't know that, but I literally didn't know that. But what I'm saying is, the reason why it's not easy for me to rate is because I don't get overjoyed by those kind of activities. So when it's like, oh, we're going bowling or we're going mini golf, it's like, okay, yeah, fine, I'll go because of the crowd, because of who we're with. But I'm happy chilling in someone's house or getting an Airbnb and drinking. Do you know what I mean?
I feel that.
That's what I like to do. Okay. Just chill with your mates. Like, you don't have to do something physical, but if you like that stuff, it's definitely a good place to go. And Patty and Bun are there, and they do the best wings ever. So.
So you're going to give it a...
I'll give it... But if you like activities, I'll give it a good 7. If you're unbothered, probably like a 6. Because it wasn't torturous. It's fine.
It's on the positive
side.
I would say the good thing about swingers is, even if you're not going to play golf, like, the setting is nice. It has a nice ambiance. And you can sit there and just have drinks.
Good word.
It would be the same shit.
It was good. So, Florian, please explain to us why bowling is so amazing.
Bowling is just fucking great. I just love bowling. Every time I'm not bowling, I'm like, why don't I go bowling?
Are you serious?
I actually love
bowling. Anytime someone suggests bowling, I'm like, do we have to? And then it's like, when I get there... I'm like, yeah, fine, this wasn't that bad. But
look, put it this way, right? You go to a nice place, you go to like an all-star bowling alley, right?
Yeah.
And you get your friends together, you have like a bit of a meal, either before or afterwards, maybe both. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. And then you just, you know what I mean? You like do some...
I feel like, yeah, fair.
And you have the right crowd.
I haven't been bowling with a close friendship.
You need the right group.
Gotten drunk or whatever. You don't need drinks, but I've not done that.
You don't need drinks, but put it this way, right?
So maybe I just don't know.
Because what you do is you get the right group together, so that you have all your friends. You're doing your thing. You're chilling. You're having fun. What you now get to do is bring a small competitive element into it that ultimately doesn't mean anything, because obviously bowling is dumb, right? But it's like a fun game that you can play. It brings a bit of competitive edge to it, which actually enhances the experience because it's like sport, but obviously not sport.
Someone gets to gloat once they win.
But do you know what I mean? And so you have all of that fun, and then you're drinking your drinks and you're eating some food and da da da. It's a good night out, guys. Everyone's having a great motherfucking time.
Fair enough. So bowling is Florian's bag. You learn something new every day.
I literally have spent years being like, well, I should do a bowling party. But like, I should go all-star for my birthday.
We've learned this. We have to do this for your 28th. Seven.
Well, he's running out of 20s.
It's happening so soon as well.
He's running out of 20s.
Running out of 20s as well. Rah. As in, it was even because my mum, not yesterday, the other day was like, so you're going to be 28 soon. I was like, I'm sorry, what? And then she was like, yeah, because it's June. And I was like,
yeah, but that's not rush time. That's not that soon.
Yeah.
July, August, September. It's very soon. I just didn't clock
Wait,
at all.
Wait, are we only 2 months away from my birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly that. That's exactly what happened to me.
I don't know why you're
exactly
on my day. I'm having a great time. I don't know why you're
doing. Is it a problem getting older?
Legit, no. 25.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, big man thing. I know, but imagine I'm here. Everybody knows that 25 is that number.
I feel like 25 is the peak of youth.
I actually don't agree.
Let me explain.
I feel like the older you get, the more you just have to extend it.
Let me explain why 25 is the peak of youth. Because you're young, obviously.
Yeah.
25, you're still a young person.
Anyway. Yeah.
But you've had enough years to know who you are, what you like, who you don't mess with. You know, there's certain things you know now. You're not so excited about certain
things. I actually think you might be right.
You love certain things. You know what you like. You just direct all your energy in the right places.
I actually think you might be 100% right.
Yeah.
In the sense that, because when you were saying peak of youth, I thought you almost meant like that youthful energy when you're going out and da-da-da-da-da. In which case, I'd make it younger.
No,
if you're saying it's like...
settled, but you're still young.
Yeah, you're right. I think you might be right. And yeah.
But I will say, what happened today, the first day of like... Okay, well, second day of being 25, but from, you know, midnight to midnight.
Sure.
I was in Sainsbury's and I bought some ibuprofen.
Okay.
And it flags up as like, you know,
25 check.
You have to be. And the girl that was serving, she clicked visibly looks 25 and over. And I was like, because I am! And I've only been less than 24 hours. I was like, this is lit. Because usually I've been asked for ID many times, you know what I mean? I've got
really?
Fly babies. Yeah, all the time. Well, they'll look at me and they'll be like, yeah, you know. But so she
and you know, they're
and
it's like, because you know what black people
can't tell.
You can't tell.
So actually, she clicked.
I actually can't tell. You could be as young
as
16.
And you know they have to log in.
And as old as 50.
They have to log in. They had to log in on the self-service thing, so she did all her thing, and then it was like, visibly looks over 25, or 25 and over, and she clicked it, and I was like, well, thank you. So...
So, yeah, sick. 25.
How did we get here?
I don't remember.
I can't remember, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean. Bowling.
Bowling.
Oh, yeah, bowling.
What to do when you're 25.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Peak of youth.
About to be 28, and I'll continue to jinx until the day I die.
Okay, well, good.
Do you know what I found funny the other day?
Go on.
Is, obviously, I feel like we're grown now. I was with one of my friends, yeah, and he farted, and he said, safety. And I was like, bro, we are too old for all of this now, man. Come on.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I still don't exactly know what it is.
Nor do I. I don't understand. So, like, okay, back in the day...
If you fart and then someone touches a doorknob or something...
Yeah. So, basically, if you fart... Back in the day, if you fart... And then you didn't say safety, but someone said doorknob. Before you could get to the point where you could grab a doorknob, everyone in that room would just be able to beat the shit out of you.
You know what I think, though? This is a boys' school thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, because I've never heard of this before.
You don't...
Think about it. In school, when do you fart in front of girls?
Yeah, you wouldn't. At boys' school,
you're
different.
Talking to the wrong person.
the way I just looked at Brian, the look of shame on his face. He looked so sad.
No, but you didn't openly just let wind in school.
Yeah, people didn't hear it, but...
Yeah, that's different. That's why I said openly.
Oh, fine, okay.
In this situation, I'm talking when they go... proper. And they're just there like...
Yeah. No one gives a shit.
I find that so interesting that you created... You literally gamified, like... socially acceptable rule. Do you know what I mean?
But there was so much stuff like that.
But that's so
foolish.
Interesting because it's like it's your way of ensuring that you all abide by these like rules of what is socially acceptable.
I only know
and
that. I only
that's
know
so
about
real.
It right because I went to school. I mean, not school, uni.
Mm.
And this boy who went to an all boys grammar school,
mm.
and he would fart like really loud farts. Like, you know those farts? So it's like I'm in the other room. and I heard something wrong. And then I would know it's a fart because he would go, safety. And I never understood for a really long time.
That's very funny.
Until Toby said, safety, after farting. And I was like, huh, what does that mean? And then he explained the rules.
Why is he doing? He didn't go to a
boarding
school.
Well, yeah, he didn't, but he went to a boarding school, which meant he was in a boarding house with loads of boys at that time.
So did you lot have birthday beats and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, birthday beats we took.
That's universal.
Took, yeah, that's fine. Everyone we're still beating people up.
I didn't clock how serious it got.
Birthday beats, it was a lot sometimes.
Like, people actually got bodied.
To be fair, Roy Russell wasn't that bad. As in, you'd get punched, but like, it wasn't... No one was trying to hurt you at Roy Russell.
I do remember there was a boy who... I'm not going to say his name.
Sure.
We went to school together.
Sure.
And he actually lied about his birthday to make himself seem older. No, to make himself seem older, right? And then on the day that we thought it was, we rushed him. I was just watching. And they rushed him.
Do I know who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got so angry at the end of it, after being chased and all that, caught, beaten up. It's not even my birthday! It's not even my birthday! It's not even my
birthday!
He was so angry! Genuinely, what it was like November. His birthday was in August, so it was just a dumb lie.
That was very. And the thing wait! Is that the reason that he lied, so that people would think he was older?
Yeah, 100%.
The funny thing is,
why did you do that?
I genuinely thought he had done that so that he could avoid birthday beats.
No, being born in August is the best thing for birthday beats, because in summer holidays, you're not in school.
Right, I never even thought about that.
I have never once received birthday beats. It's the best thing
ever. Noted.
Whereas me, it's in September. So it's literally everyone's back. Mm. And so everyone's just like, it's someone's birthday.
Everyone's back.
Everyone's ready.
Everyone has energy.
Up. Yeah,
everyone's just ready. They're gassed up. They've grown over the summer.
One Mr. Man that used to come up to my shoulder is now towering above me.
It's a new pecking order. It's a new pecking order. Everyone has to prove themselves all over again.
But yeah, let's test. Let's test where we're at after this
summer. Yeah, let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on.
So yeah, birthday beats, man.
Can't relate.
So it's not even, it never even, girls were not doing
that. What was like the dumb shit that happened at girls' school?
Regarding...
As in like similar to this?
Similar to this? We didn't do things as
similar. I mean, obviously not, but as in like, as guys, obviously we did dumb shit.
So
like,
the girls used to kiss each other a lot and then post it on YouTube.
Post it on YouTube?
That's very funny. I knew it was going to go somewhere else.
But that's so
when we start talking about girls.
Post it even to YouTube.
Yeah, there was two girls that did it in my year. I think it was kind of just my year. They did so it and then they posted it to YouTube, and then like, you know when like the older years hear about it and everyone just hears about it and everyone just watches this video of them kissing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You say that people did this. What do you mean people? Like it happened once? Or
there was like a group of them in my year that used to like kiss each other and that.
Very interesting.
It's alright, experimenting. Yeah. Nothing wrong
but
with that.
But not really though, because that, well, I mean, maybe, but it's
actually
a
highly performative. No, but they also did it for, the attention.
It's for boys, really.
To be honest with you, that kind of sounds like the rugby lot though. Like, I always thought that the rugby lot at boys' schools, they were mad.
Yeah, definitely.
Weird. Mad weird.
Definitely.
I think
weird.
They are weird.
They are still weird. I mean, nothing has changed. still very weird.
What else did they do in girls' schools? Nothing really. I don't really know. I feel like, and I say this often when people ask me about my girls' school experience, the girls that I was friends with were similar to me in the sense that, yes, we cared about boys like average girls did at that age, but not in the same way.
Sure.
Like, we never fell out because someone was liking the same boy and went out with the same boy and someone kissed someone's ex-boyfriend, because we didn't care like that.
Mm.
It was like, oh yeah, this person's really fanciful, oh no, so blah, blah, blah. But we were never like at it for male attention in the same way that many other friendship groups were. That's why they always fell in and out of
friends. You would say that was a typical experience, that there were lots of girls who were
100%. That was like every friendship group went through that and we were just watching. we just used to watch. And not only that, I feel like possibly the group as a whole, but specifically me, and I'm gonna say this. I don't think I'm all that, but no, I don't think I'm all that. But what used to happen was when someone was exiled from their friendship group, they often came to find me to be like the friend while they didn't have any friends.
Oh, so you as in you were the interim friend. Or you were the, like,
I was the person that they could sit with because it was awkward for them to be in the room with their friends that decided that they didn't want to be friends with them today.
Mm.
To me, but explain... No, sorry.
Go for it. No, go for it.
What role did you occupy within the social sphere in the sense of, is that people going, let me go and be protected by this person?
I think
is that,
so.
Okay. So you were... Not Queen Bee is the wrong word.
No,
but you are like... You it's are like the other power that is uninterested. You're
it was very uninvolved. I was like, it was like, if there was something.
I just like that Blythe's taking this to political.
Yeah, he has
to. I'm just trying to understand.
International. There,
you must be Switzerland.
Because, I mean, it wasn't, this is not from like year seven to actually. Okay. But it was from like maybe, I don't know, year eight onwards. And I didn't really deep it until later on.
Mm.
But it was like. It is sort of a form of protection because I would obviously know that they were having a bad time with their friends and I would make sure that we would have a good time and everyone else is seeing you have a good time so you're not like sad.
Wait, hold on. So even to the extent that you have to do the performance of
No. To me. You don't have to do the performance but it's like because I was someone that was always like loud or whatever. So if I'm having fun and I'm like, yo, the girl that is like, Sally, I'm like, yo, Sally, come and look at this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we are enjoying ourselves. The same way I'm enjoying myself, I'll say, who's my actual friend? Yo, Caitlin, come and look at this. Mm. But now I'm calling Sally, who's... And then Sally's friends are like... They do that anyway because they don't like the girl at the time, so they're like watching her every movement. So it's like, they would... People would see that this girl is not pressed by whatever you lot are doing.
For and then me, eventually they get back together. This is so much stress. Like, this is what, like, one thing that I always liked about boys' school was you could have a fight with someone, you could be punching them in the face, and then, like, by lunchtime, like, everything would be cool, like, you would be chill. Yeah,
you got rid of the aggression.
Like, it was just, it was like, the outlet. Back to base point.
But what I think that this is interesting because this is, like, more like the court. Like,
but this is
the court.
Like,
this is
if you read, like, 48 Laws of Power, that is literally, I'm not even joking. MBA's experience, like girls' school experience, is like is like you can see the court, you can actually see how it all plays out.
But I just find that so interesting, and the position that you then occupied with.
And I didn't mind it because I used to hate the way that used to happen.
Yeah.
And it was all to do with like groupthink and numbers, and you don't want to be the outcast. So if everyone's outcasting this girl, you're going to join.
Yeah.
Hated that shit. I hated it. So whenever it happened,
but like, it's so. But how did you? Because I'm finding it interesting though, because it's like you have all these power structures, and then you're there sitting as like this very strong-willed, independent person who's like, I sit outside the power structure
because there are friendship groups.
But you're never outside it. You're never outside.
You can be periphery.
No.
You can be. No. Because even I think about myself when I was at school, and I guess you're never like outside it. I understand what you're saying, but certainly I wasn't playing in the politics.
No,
I kind
true,
of occupied
true.
A role where I was like, I'm over here,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing my own thing over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want to be kind of one of the like guys who's not really playing the game, then come and...
But
if you have no idea what we're talking about right now, just go and watch Game of Thrones.
but what I'm saying is, because I was like... I'm going to say it again, I don't think I'm all that. Because I was friends... I just need everyone to know. I had like... enemies, not really, but low-key there were people that didn't like me because of all sorts of reasons. We can get into that in another podcast, yeah. But all in all,
you missed the hair flip.
All in all, I was everybody's friend. Like when I had parties, everyone's invited. Do you know what I mean? I was never like
parties kind of made you queen, to be honest.
No, it's not. It's literally not queen because
not queen, but
I said, but I was gonna say because it makes you powerful.
It's like
you,
it's like
you
a wizard.
Outside it.
You're like a wizard
yeah,
outside
literally.
Of the game.
Literally, because it's like there's a court and there's a king and there's a queen, and then you're the wizard who's just like, have fun.
Yeah,
I'm over here.
You're a fiki.
Yes, yes, literally. That's it. There's all this political intrigue in the court, doing da 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 da, and you're just over here, Mr. Wise, just like.
Sorry, it's in the past.
I'm so fine being with you. But yeah, like obviously my group had their own dramas and that was all happening, that was all separate, blah, blah, blah. But when it came to other group, like I distinctly remember three or four times between year eight and graduation from high school, three, maybe five different girls that I did this for.
Wow.
I remember also doing this with the girls in my school.
Oh, to be fair, yeah.
What used to piss me off a lot, yeah, is that they'd come up and be like, so, you and Sally are like best friends now, or? And it's like,
wow.
No, we're just, you know what I mean?
And they would even go and do that, like
no, because so then what they're doing is they're testing, they're like, oh.
No, but
so where do you stand in
this? But I'm surprised that they would be so explicit about it.
Oh, yeah.
No, that definitely happened. But there was one time, yeah, this is my worst example, yeah, I hated this. Oh, I was so mad, yeah.
Does Sally actually exist?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Sally doesn't exist. there was one girl, her group of friends decided to write her a list of stuff that they didn't like about her. Wow. you're heartless. They wrote a list of stuff.
As in doing a Ross and Rachel
like, they, like, they wrote like a list. Like, we're going to write a numbered list of stuff that they thought was... And one of them was like, her shirt was never like buttoned up to the top or something. And it was always...
Fucking
it was always
teenagers
too
are
small.
Terrible. Teenage girls. Let me tell you something right now. My future daughter, yeah, she better not be a pagan. Because I swear, I won't even know how to deal
so
with this.
So, I heard... I saw that they started to exile this girl or whatever. And I heard about the list. And they were a different friendship group in our form.
How did they just give it to her, or what did they do?
Yeah, they wrote it down and gave it to her. I don't know. I wasn't physically there.
Fine.
But I heard that they passed on a list to her, and I'm fuming because that's your friend. Like, I hate that shit. Like, us lot. I mean, me and my friends, we had our. Our group wasn't all fairies.
Of course,
okay.
I mean, you're human.
We had our own
shit.
Yeah, but that we kept it very to ourselves. And that is something that I could never do to someone. So when I heard about this...
Sorry, can I ask one quick question? When they had... I mean, you weren't there, but like, what? They called a meeting and then...
Probably. It's probably at lunch. I was like, you know... It's, and when we were in sixth form, like, the whole school is up.
This was sixth form?
Bro.
No, what is happening right now? What?
Big people.
No, you're too old for that.
This is 17, 18. This is second year.
I literally assumed you were talking about like 13, 14 year
olds. It could have been one of the A-levels.
No, that's too old.
That's what I mean.
That's outrageous.
This was like the last...
outrageous.
This was the last example of when I had to do this, yeah. So, and usually I don't actually get involved in the politics. I just take the person in. So this happened, yeah. I heard about the list. I saw that this girl was exiled. You know when you can see someone is not sitting with the people they used to sit with, they're now by themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's kind of like...
I don't know why I'm
like, because you're heartless.
To be fair, it's almost
ridiculous.
Because it's absurd.
It's so ridiculous.
They delivered this list, blah, blah, blah. I found out about it. I was fuming. The girl that they exiled, I was like... I was friends with everyone, but it's just like, she doesn't really deserve that. She's not someone that... Because there was low-key lots of people that I didn't like, but they didn't know that.
Sure.
So she wasn't someone that I just didn't like. I was just fuming anyway. So basically, it was in the classroom now, and everyone's there except this girl. And I'm like, I'm looking at her friendship group, yeah, because they literally sat opposite my friendship group. And I'm like...
It's like Greece.
I'm like, who orchestrated this list, yeah? Everyone's silent. I'm like, because that is the worst thing I've ever... I'm literally having a go at them. Like, who decided to write a list and hand it to her? That is foul. I was literally chatting them. I was like, that is disgusting. Imagine that. Looking around like, you wrote a list and gave it to her. I was like, what in the world? Why do you think she deserves that? Everyone's silent. No... Pin dropping.
That's how I know you're Queen Bee.
Get
me.
It's not Queen Bee.
Rafiki.
Exactly.
Because I'm speaking truth. No one can come to me and tell me that you have a good reason to give someone a list.
That's wisdom. Wisdom right there.
I'm vexed, yeah. So I'm like, that is disgusting. Like, I can't even believe you lot did that. And it's kind of like I'm laughing at you, like, wow, like, she deserves better kind of thing, yeah. Cool. Mm. And in this time, like, she was driving at this point. So, like, I think she gave me a lift home. We were just... And there was one time we bought, like, a box of cereal. So we were, like, sharing cereals in the morning. And everyone's kind of like, oh, my God. And it's just like, move. Because you lot ain't shit. That's why. So then I remember, no one said a thing, yeah. And then I've left now. Like, we're going somewhere. I'm walking to a lesson with one of the girls in the group. But one of the, like, more quiet ones. And she's like, you know, I didn't agree with that list at all. I didn't agree with that list at all. I didn't. And I was like... Okay, but you said nothing.
innit?
You said nothing when they delivered it, and you said nothing just now in that room, so... And I just left it at that. And that was the last we spoke of it.
Right, you said...
Oh, you just said that out loud.
I said it to her, because it's just me and her. It's just me and her. We walk into lesson. I think we walk into art. And she was like, oh, yeah, I totally didn't agree with that list. And I was like, but you said nothing. Then and now. We just finished having the conversation. I was vexed, fam. I hate that shit. And also, I was bullied when I was younger. At like, well, how old? Like
11.
Yeah. No, like, younger than that. Younger than that. Like 9. 9 and 10. Oh. So it's like, I hate that shit. And back then, I wasn't as strong as I am now. Get me? I've been to the gym. I'm strong. So I was just like, no, I hated that kind of injustice.
And you
so.
Really have.
Have what?
Gym.
Yeah, I've been to the gym. So yeah. I don't know how we got it. Oh, girls' school trash. So that's some girls' school trash for you.
Yeah, that's really wild.
Guys, I feel like we've learned so much. It's really deep. Ibe, I feel like this is a great session for you. We were. We got there.
Already vexed.
But also, when you walk into a room and there are women, what is the reaction usually? Do you sense it?
No, I don't. And no one
that's
is
a lie.
No, listen, no. And I have to say this, yeah.
But no one is
gonna believe me when I say this. Okay. But I'm telling you this is the truth, yeah. I'm telling you this is the truth. Until I started posting pictures on Instagram very recently, I just thought I was just this average guy.
Like, that's like,
no, that
I
can't
am.
Be true. Literally,
on my soul.
No,
I swear, no, on my soul.
Jack,
on my soul.
But Jack, you know the reason why that doesn't make any sense?
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Let me tell you why that doesn't make any sense. Because I know you, Jack.
You know me.
You're not just a clever person.
Mm.
Also, in order to do the things that you do and to make the art that you make, you have to be astute, and you have to be aware of what's happening around you, and self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that you ever lived your life and thought that you were average.
Okay, let me explain the backstory as to why this is actually the case.
Are you recording this?
We are recording.
Yeah, we are.
Let me explain the backstory as
to why this is actually the case. I just wanted to catch the case, okay?
For those of you who knew me from when I was younger, I was literally the most arrogant person upon the planet. Like, I was a dick. I was an asshole, okay? My deepest fear right now is becoming someone who's very egotistical.
Okay.
So when I came out of that space, when I was about, I don't know, 16, 17, and I started to learn how to humble myself a little bit more, like, I never would pay attention to the things that I'm good at.
Okay.
Or that I would necessarily excel at, because I was scared of becoming that person again.
Okay.
So, when I got older...
Wait, before we even go there, what is it that fueled your arrogance and what made basketball. You decide to not be that?
It was basketball, because when I was at my school, like, I loved basketball, but my school would never allow me to play basketball.
Okay.
So I literally went to the extent where I got 500 students to sign a petition to say that we could have a basketball team.
Wow.
And the school still told me that we couldn't have a basketball team. So I always felt like it was me against my world to be able to pursue my passions and my dreams. Mm. And therefore, I always had to have my guard up, be very defensive and overly confident, right? Okay. But it then spread into all areas of life where it was just completely unnecessary.
Interesting.
But then in terms of when I got older, I definitely did notice people looking at me.
Mm.
But at this point, I had my afro, right? So I always thought that people were just looking at me.
You just thought it was the afro.
Because of my afro. I just thought that people were looking at me in terms of me being an ally.
I can relate.
In terms of...
I think people just look at me because I'm tall, but also it's because I'm
sick. Exactly, being tall as well. Like, people will just look at me.
I can relate. I can relate.
So even when I go out and about now, like, I'm not... It's literally, maybe only over the last 6 weeks that I'll be out and I'll be like, oh, Rod, that person is actually clocking me. Like, I've never been that person to be able or even be trying to look at people like that and be catching eyes, because I do not want to be arrogant and be thinking
okay
myself
if you didn't I'm think you're good looking, why would you be a model?
Because even before me posting all these pictures, I was a model already. Like, I was with agencies, I was getting
that's what I'm saying. So why would you do that if you
as in you think you're good looking enough, but you don't...
Not necessarily. Can I just say this, right? Because as you guys know, I'm not a fan of group think. I feel like you guys are attacking Jack for being.
No, I'm not. I like it. It's not an attack.
Literally,
trying to understand it.
Literally, my whole thing is just that I obviously Jack is very good looking, and I know that Jack is very like clever and aware. So I just find it interesting that he has only recently been conscious of the fact that people are, like, view him in that way. Mm-hmm. That's literally it. Because I'm like, I would have assumed that you would have almost had to go through the process of being like, all right, I'm good looking. People are going to look at me. Whatever.
But even fuck that. Like, real talk. Because, like, even when I post a picture online, right, and I get loads of people messaging me, commenting and saying, oh, rah, you look cute, blah, 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 whatever, I don't want that.
Sure. Like,
I don't want you to think of me as that person. I would rather you think of me as the person who's known as being kind,
sure,
or compassionate, or sure, empathetic. Like, that's so much more important to me than being known as being good looking.
Yeah.
So it doesn't...
Only good looking people say that.
No, but by the way, Jack,
if you are you want people to think you're good looking.
But by the way, I don't even disagree with you because, as in, that is literally not the issue is the wrong word. But I agree with you 100%. You want to be seen as like a good person. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Literally, my only point of, I guess, consternation, mm-hmm, is that I'm just surprised that you have only recently realized how good looking you are and the reaction that you elicit, mm-hmm, in other people. That's literally the only thing.
But I'm also, surprised. It is one of those things that you kind of go like up and down on based on like your confidence. Fine. So you might think like, oh my god, today, yeah, the way people are looking at me today, yeah, that's, yeah, the way I put this shit together, my outfit's looking sick, everyone's looking at me, I feel good. Or you might be like, oh no, I don't think she was really interested.
Yeah, and also
it just fluctuates.
Another thing that I do want to bring to the table as well is obviously I have been going to the gym and stuff like that, and that has, for me, I personally, I would attribute it to that as well.
Fine.
In terms of the way that people now respond to me a lot more, because, sure, I would say I'm put together better,
okay,
than I was before.
Sure.
So I'm not gonna act like just from day like it was just always like that. Like, I don't think it was.
Oh, so you think that there's more attention on you now than there was 100%. Maybe like 6 months
but ago. I think confidence has a big part to that, and obviously, sure, going to the gym would make you more confident.
Yeah.
So like your self-confidence makes you feel like, oh shit, yeah, people are looking at me.
Which potentially, to your point, is making you even, not just that people are looking at you more because you're more confident, but, yeah, also because you're more confident, you're even more aware. It. Exactly. Yeah, more aware. Yeah, fair. That all makes a lot of sense.
There you go, Falarin.
Yeah, I got to the bottom of it.
I don't even know how we got to the top of it, to be honest. Genuinely, how do we even get here?
Falarin was just like having a thought and he was like, Jack, I have a question for you.
Oh, right, okay.
Because, yeah, as in like, okay, because even before I knew you, there were people who were like, that Jack Roberts though. Do you know
but
what
see,
I mean?
But like, we even, ooh, I had this comment, I even had this conversation with Ivy, yeah.
That's why I literally said that's the other day. Why we're friends.
I literally had this conversation with Vivier the other day, and she was saying something along the same lines, and I was like, oh, swear down, I wish someone had told me back then, because my life would have been so much more...
It would be different.
In ways, I'm grateful for that, because I feel like it's very easy to move like a dog. I would never want to do that in compromise of, like, the ultimate goal, so...
And the ultimate goal is?
It's the wife and the kids, man.
100%. Amen.
100%.
Oh my God, he's so dreamy.
I think maybe don't put this in though.
So, Falarin.
Yeah?
Did we talk about what you did this weekend? Or?
We talked about what I did this weekend, but...
But?
Today,
mm-hmm,
is Wednesday.
It is.
Except you're listening to this on Thursday.
It's not Thursday. No, it's not Thursday.
On Tuesday...
Not gonna lie, it's Thursday.
Whatever. Whatever. On Tuesday, I went to Emnike's gig, and it was bloody incredible.
Amazing.
Honestly, one of the best gigs I've been to in a while. My guy Emnike is one of the greatest. He's such a good performer. As in, He came through, and he's got vocals good enough that if he wanted, he could just sit there on a stool and just sing at you. But instead, he's got choreography and high production value. Yeah, I mean he's not going as hard as his dancers, but he's going hard.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What made you want to go to that gig in the first place?
So I only went because my friend. No, literally. I only went because my friend was like, oh, yeah, I've got these tickets through work. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's go through. And bear in mind that I'm relatively unfamiliar with his work in the sense that I was a big fan of... Baby, I wrote a song about you last night.
Oh, is that him? I only know I'm ready for your love.
I'm ready for it.
Did he
perform? He did. But this is the thing. So, like, when he was doing those songs back in the day, I was a really big fan of the kind of stuff he was doing and, like, kind of vaguely was listening out for him but wasn't, like, really closely listening to his stuff.
My thing with him is I like how he dressed.
Back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day. He was very African before it was, like, cool.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, 100% he was. And I think he's still, like, the vanguard of fashion. Like, he's still pushing shit and doing really interesting stuff in that regard. But I wasn't even that familiar with most of his tunes at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But my guy knows how to write a pop hit. Mm-hmm. Not just a pop song, a pop smasher. Mm-hmm. And he performed them and the vibe was incredible.
Wait,
and
when you say he knows how to write a pop smasher,
yeah,
are you saying he was performing songs that were commercially successful?
Or you just think I think they could be. Some of them are. If he were a white boy, he would be so much more. It would be ridiculous. But instead, he is a black gay man, and so he's not where he should be. But he's incredible. Interesting. Because I really have no. Even when you look at the people he's worked with like Beyonce.
What was his show like in terms? He's worked with Beyonce.
He's written for Beyonce.
Oh man! What song? But okay, it's fine. But more to my thing. Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna. I guess I'm playing devil's advocate.
Sure.
So you say if he wasn't a black gay man, he would have been better. He would have gone further.
Yeah, he would be more. He would be more. And by the way, even with that said, I still think the best is yet to come. He's still going to have a massive.
What was his show like? Was it packed?
It was. It was packed. Okay. It was packed, and it was incredible.
Where was
and.
It?
This is the thing, I'm trying to even remember. It's Wilson's Music Hall or something. Can I get back to you on that one? I can't remember. It was a very nice venue. Can't remember the name.
That's fine.
I think he wrote Hold Up.
Oh, really?
On Lemonade.
They don't love you like I love you. Slow down. They don't love you. Which is one of the best songs on the album. I'm sorry.
That is the best song on the album.
It's the song for me that I love. And I didn't even know that was him. I knew he wrote for Beyonce and stuff, but I didn't even know that was him.
Lemonade collaborator Emenike Talks.
He is incredible. I'm telling you. Sorry. But I really rate him so much.
We love the passion.
I just think he is very special.
Fair play.
He's very special.
Because Frank write on that album as well?
Frank writes on everything.
I was going to say, to be fair. I don't think he definitely wrote on the last album. He wrote on self-titled. He wrote on Beyonce.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if he wrote on Lemonade.
I feel like he would have done.
Yeah,
you'd assume.
Do you know what I mean?
Emenike has credits on Hold Up.
That's sick.
The guy is so talented. He's so talented.
I need to be more familiar with him.
I honestly, 100%
strength of this review.
I honestly, and the thing that I found so interesting. So he has, three backup singers, incredible vocalists, ridiculous, and then he has these four backup dancers. So it's four men, and the whole thing there is incredible because it's these men who are wearing like pink. Like Nike, like not hoodies, but like trackies, and they're doing this performance that is kind of very. The dance moves are like very sort of feminine and highly sexualized at times, but also very masculine at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have guys wearing do-rags and like baseball caps, and
wait. Separate to the
no, them as in
I
them
guys. Okay.
And it's like it's such a beautiful kind of like intersectional message of like, I am a black gay man and I am a little bit hood, and it's all these kind of things that can just exist in one single human being.
You don't have to box
and
me up.
Exactly, literally, you don't have to box me up. I can be all of these things simultaneously and I can do so joyfully, because the performance was an exercise in joy. I was so gassed and so happy, and felt even at one point, and because my guy, like I said, he was putting down the moves, they were doing all the thing, the show was incredible. At one point he now shouts out his parents, and you now, and he's like, oh, they're up there, and we now look around and it's just his mum and his dad doing this and just being like, oh yeah, yeah, we're here, and you're just like, rah. Coming from Nigeria, where you can have such like rampant homophobia, and
it's still illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it not even still illegal? It recently became illegal.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so to now come from that environment and to now see his parents just being there, and like, you know, and he even spoke about it. He said like, oh, you know, my parents, they've always supported me both in terms of my music, but also in terms of my personal life and da da da. And so to see all of that, and to see him be so unapologetically himself in all of the things that makes him him was genuine, like one of the most joyful, wonderful experiences I've ever like been a part of. It was sick.
That's such a tasty review.
What a great review.
It was delicious.
I don't even want to reduce it and make you mark it out of 10.
No.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that, because it's beyond numbers, but it was incredible.
I don't want to, but I'm still going to.
I don't want to, but I'm going to. Then, right, 10 out of 10, because it was
wow.
Wow, that's 10 a out lot. Of 10.
That's
the joy, that's the joy that I felt. No, what? No, let's.
That's 10 out of 10 is super rare.
All right, fine, I'm doing it. Then I don't care. Because honestly,
you can give it a 9 point if you don't want it to be a perfect.
Alright, you know what? Okay, so let me say this. Because
there had to be some downside.
Well, this is, well, not even downside. I just know that I know that he can do better. I know that there will be a world in which he does more.
It's not even about that. It's not about whether that person can do better or not. It's in terms of your experience.
For
that.
Oh, then it's a 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
That's
let that just be the case. I salute you.
Oh, real talk.
Yeah. First 10 out of 10 on the Out Out podcast. That is better than a Grammy, my friend.
No, for Lauren, he said it's better than a Grammy.
I mean, I won't repeat myself again.
Yeah?
I won't.
Yeah, no, you're right. My bad. But real talk, like, yeah, incredible. If you have a chance to go see him live. It's about... Because you know them ones where you go to a gig and you don't know the songs?
Yeah.
And so you just have to kind of sit there.
Yeah.
When you know the shit, it's a different vibe.
It's a different vibe.
Completely different.
I didn't really know any of the songs. I know a few. Like I said, because I've been kind of... This is what I'm saying. I kind of knew some of the songs. Some of the songs were vaguely familiar. But like I said, I have paid much more attention to him back in the day. So I didn't really know some of the new stuff. He even performed some of the stuff from his yet-to-be-released album. I was vibing through all of them.
I don't think I have ever been to a 10 out of 10 concert.
I have.
Speak on it.
Mine would be D'Angelo. D'Angelo's...
By the way, though, 10 out of 10, bearing in mind that my guy turned up how late?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I didn't even remember.
That makes it even better, though.
No, he turned up late.
He turned up barely.
He turned up late, but it's because he had
there?
Yeah.
He had a flight to
Was that a 10 out of 10 for you?
9.5.
Wow. I mean... I don't know how you're taking off that 0.5, but let me tell you something about this performance. Best thing I've ever seen.
It was incredible.
And I didn't know all the songs on the album at all.
This was
Bad Jesus,
yeah.
And it was like the reason why for me it was a 10 out of 10 is because every single member of that band was like world class.
Yeah.
Literally, they were the tightest band I've ever seen in my life.
To the extent that he's doing the thing, you know, when you're playing with the band and you're doing all these kind of fun exercises and da da da.
And they were true.
But they were on it. Because it wasn't one of those ones where he was doing it for us. It was almost like he was doing it for them. Because he was just throwing stuff at them and they were just like, yeah, cool.
And there's a couple of times where he like, basically there's one song in particular where they hit a note, right? So everyone hits the note. So the bassist, the guitarist, everyone. Hits the note. Oh. And he was like, once,
Give it to me one yeah. time. Give it to me two times at some point. Give it to me 3 points at some point. Give it to me 47 times.
And they're just there.
And they hit. And also he'll be singing and then he'll just, he won't say it. He'll just put his fingers up and he'll like sneak them. And he'll do like two and he'll like funny fingers. Not like, not three in the normal sequence of three. Yeah, it's like his pinky and his middle and his thumb. And that's three. And they'll do it. And there was a couple times where he would do it. And then he'd look back and be like, oh, you guys caught that.
But literally, he was always surprised
yeah.
at how sharp they were.
Wow. They were incredible.
And you know when you see one of those bands as well, where it's like, it's almost like praise worship levels where he can just be there, just going like, all right, I need you to play the third of the chord. All right, cool. Now we're going five. Now we're going seven. Now we're going one. Now we're going three again. And just literally they're yelling out like, as in we're in the key of G, for example, and he's just yelling out numbers, and they're just, not yelling out like, oh, just kind of like,
hey. It was very natural.
It was like pure musicianship. That's what I saw. Pure musicianship. It was incredible. I've never seen anything better. I don't think I ever will.
Did you see the internet when they were at Coco?
Yes. Nowhere near.
Okay.
Not even close. Coco.
Polaris, not even close.
That yeah. It's that almost was, sad. That was even a disappointing show, and I think it might have been.
I think the internet were very incredible.
Yeah, they're
not the level of the Vanguard. Do
you know what? Yeah,
I'm not even saying they are. I just think they're incredible.
Sorry. The best show. So I know I confidently said yes. I've seen a 10 out of 10 show, but I've seen so many shows, I can't remember which one I'm talking about.
No, that's fair enough. No, that's very fair enough.
I can't remember which one. That's very fair enough. Jack,
I'm trying to put this together in my mind. The only thing that I feel like I've ever listened to that's 10 out of 10 is Good Kid, Mad City. And even when I went to see Kendrick perform before he blew up, and it was like a crowd of maybe like 200-300 people, and it was insane. Small. But even then, that was not 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah,
like,
but 10 I can't. Out of 10 a rapper. I feel like a rapper can't give you a 10
yeah,
out of 10.
Yeah, a rapper really can't.
I think the same.
Rapper really can't.
I feel like
I've never
need that performance from every single element of the band for it to be a 10 out of 10.
I don't
or an incredible dancer and singer.
The nature almost of rap performance is such that I think you're going to so struggle to get a 10 out of 10 from a rapper. Because, by the way, because I'm talking about Enrique as being an incredible performer. If I'm now talking about, for example, another 10 out of 10 performance, seeing Hiatus Coyote, similar thing. Again, we're not talking about rappers, we're always talking about singers, because, I don't know, rap when you now perform it live is always a bit... Literally, the vocal performance, I just think, is never going to be what you need it to be.
Yeah, it's hard. I feel like even when... a singer, when you're in the presence of a singer, someone's performing and singing, the way that will touch you live when you've listened to their album over and over again, it's different from someone like rapping.
I think the only way you can get a 10 out of 10 rapping performance is if you do it in a room that can fit no more than, like, literally, like you're saying, more than 200 people.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's about EQ. I don't think you can EQ a stadium properly.
I disagree. I don't think it's that. I think it's about energy. Like, in the crowd, like, this is one of the, and I, in ways, I hate myself for this, right? When I knew Kendrick was coming back after he dropped his most recent album, like, I was like, do I go and see this or not? And I was like, I can't. Because after I went to see that show, I then went to see him again. And this was like 6 months afterwards. And then there was like 2,000 people in the crowd. And I was like, I do not want to go and see Kendrick when there's like 10,000 people in the stadium. Because that's gonna ruin that person. Like, that. I feel like for me, a 10 out of 10 is something that has to be so personal. There can't be more than about 300 or 400 people in the crowd. Otherwise, it's not.
And to be fair, this last gig I went to was maybe 300 people.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe that. But no, I know it is. But then, because my thing is this, right? If I'm talking about a rapper, you have to think about the things that you're judging a rapper on, right? So you're judging a rapper on lyrical content, on flow. And on like the tone of their voice, I legitimately don't think that bigger venues can EQ a rapper properly, because most of the time you can't even really hear what they're saying.
Yeah, you just know.
You can't. You literally, do you know what I mean? You know, because you know the song, you can't hear what they're saying. You lose any of the kind of like the more intricate aspects of their voice and their like tone. Because like Kendrick, for example, is someone who has like a really interesting like timbre to his voice.
Yeah.
And he'll play around with the different aspects of his voice in interesting ways that makes it interesting. But in most bigger venues, you just can't EQ that right. Because it's of the hard. Size of the venue, because of the amount of people that are going to be in there, I think the only way you could get a great gig is if you literally have a small enough venue that it's almost not necessary to have a mic.
This is one thing that's always confused me about artists, though. Oh, at least especially like rappers, like when you blow, that you only ever do shows for five figures and above. Right?
Yeah.
Like for me, I would feel like it would be the most amazing thing to go back to grassroots and do a show for just like 200 people.
Yeah, but it's the demand, because then there's 2,000 people that are angry at you that they haven't seen you.
Fuck them. Honestly, it doesn't matter.
You're
like,
so annoying.
It really doesn't matter.
You say that, but like, you can't A, pissing off your fan base long.
Your fan base has to be, your fan base has to be understanding and catering to the fact that obviously they know. This is something that is completely out of the normal sphere of what you would normally do. You cannot be there for everybody. There's no way, even if you did a show three times a day, every single day for a year, you would still miss out people. Like, it's there for the experience of just those people. And whether you're there in the show or not, you should appreciate it as if you were there, because they're taking that time to give back.
Do you know who does that, though? J. Cole. All the time. Yeah, he does those free secret shows in London.
He's bad.
He is bad.
Well, this is
I've never been, and I'm vexed.
Even Drake's
I'm vexed because I ain't never been. So.
There are artists who do this, and I think that is important, and I don't even disagree with you, but I think you do need to kind of let people know that that's the kind of artist you want to be, because you are standing to kind of alienate some people who aren't going to be able to make it to those gigs. And also, there are people who are trying to live. Do you know what I mean? There are people who are trying to live. You can't now make up that money, for example, by going, all right, instead of doing the 1,000 capacity venue, I'm going to do a 200 capacity venue and then charge them five times as much.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they
you
have
can't
to make money.
Do that. But that means, exactly, and there are people are people who literally, their whole livelihood is based on you doing those 1,000
capacity venues. And I get that, but like, let's take Kendrick, for example, and I love this guy, and this is shady, but like, this guy, he's now doing shows where you're paying, what, £100 £100 plus.
Is that how much?
I did it proudly. I'd do it again.
And there was like, what? How many thousands of people in the crowd, right?
No, but not everyone pays £100.
Okay, but we're talking about
a lot.
On average, I probably
do that. No. 100 is the most expensive. And then
there's all the seats.
Oh, yeah.
So the 100 was the middle bit.
Yeah.
So but, I was going to say, I didn't pay 100.
But for Kendrick, for example, him saying to any venue, he could go in there for free. If he was like, I want to come and perform there, they're going to be like, obviously, we're going to let you just come here, because they'll get mad clout for weeks.
But remember,
if he goes there, he doesn't even need to charge anybody anything.
But remember that he doesn't make money from music sales in the same way.
Well, this is the thing. I think once upon a time, when you're talking about CDs, if you're talking in the age of... If this is 1996...
I'm not even trying to hear all of this. Like, I'm being serious. Because I understand what you're saying, but we're acting like he's not a millionaire. Like, at that point, like, you cannot say to me, okay, but this guy's poor.
Wait,
like,
hands up. Wait. The people that put on his shows,
they're caking.
No, wait.
Not true.
Definitely not true. There's lots of ins and outs of performing shows and touring and stuff. You can have your personal tour manager that books all of this stuff for you and it comes directly to you. Or a separate promoter has booked you to come and perform at this place. It has nothing to do with his team. You are paying me for coming here. Yeah. Why else?
It's got nothing to do with the ticket sale. I don't even know how much you're charging. You've decided
I want to book Kendrick Lamar. I'm booking Kendrick Lamar. You chat to him. We've negotiated money. That's why this show is happening. It's not because he wants to go and perform for his fans. It's because someone has brought him along. Also, the amount of money it takes to set up that whole thing.
It's a lot.
Who's going
to
donate that?
It's relative. If we're talking about a venue which is only catering to 200 people, then we don't need it. But
he's not making that kind of... He's not doing this because he's not making the returns.
But this is what I'm saying.
You know, this is flights. There are so many things involved with one show for an international person.
But But
so many different things about so many different people.
I agree. Obviously, I understand if you're doing a huge venue, if you are doing
even
a huge,
the small venue,
if you're doing the O2 in London, right? Not even O2 Brixton. I'm talking about what's the O2.
Yeah.
Then it's the amount of planning that has to go into it. There's hundreds of people, thousands probably, who go into planning that event. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you go to like Coco, or you go to a very, very small venue and you're just dealing with a very, very small subset of your fan base, and you're not doing it to make money. You're literally doing it to give back to your day ones and be like, I'm here.
When do you ever know that it's the day ones? That's what pisses me off, because they never know who's in the house.
Even this, for your day ones, you would know. Because everything is done through the internet.
You can't control who's bought the ticket.
You can't control. Also, by the way, for all we know, that's happening all the time.
It could be.
In Compton. His actual day ones. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If we're talking about Kendrick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? True. I don't know. I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But I also think it's a business.
One thing that I do want to reach, just from this point to another point, is one, I know obviously Drake is going through a lot of controversy at the moment.
And Shout out, Donis.
We're praying for him at the moment. I'm sure he'll pull through. But one thing that
The thing is, you say that, but I think he didn't exactly win, but he didn't lose because he kind of reframed the game. Can I explain that? The reason why he didn't lose is because he lost in one sphere. And then he went, hey, I don't even play in this sphere. That's not my sphere.
No.
And he reminded people the sphere that he plays
in.
I genuinely think that's
I don't know who you're talking about.
Did you see the video that he dropped afterwards?
No. I'm upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was him, in my opinion, that's him reminding people that, okay, maybe I'm lost in this rap.
But I'm upset game first. Before the
presentation. Yeah, it is. Not the video, but the song.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the video.
Okay.
I'm talking about the video. Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't.
The video is... it's okay.
Well, this is exactly this. Everything happened. He lost in the world of rap.
He'll be fine.
That's it. He lost in the world of rap, and then he dropped the video to I'm Upset, and he reminded everyone...
It doesn't matter. Maybe, I'm Drake.
Maybe I lost in the world of rap, but I am Drake. And even the people who love me...
Cop out.
Don't give a... They just don't care. Literally, no, agreed. I made some tweets where it was just like, it's almost the equivalent of someone... Someone even replied this to me. It's almost the equivalent of someone losing in a game of basketball and then just like taking the ball and being like, well, it's my ball anyway, so I don't care. And then just leave it.
Yeah, so you lost.
He lost, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
No, he didn't shift the game. He didn't shift the game.
He lost in one sphere, but that's not his sphere.
No, but that's the sphere in which the battle was happening. So
I
think he only loses if he actually affects his career.
I don't agree. Using your analogy, it would be like an NBA player going and playing a pickup game, losing against someone one-on-one, and then being like,
I'm still going back to the NBA.
Yeah. Yes, like, exactly. So you still lost.
Yeah, you lost.
But what does the loss mean?
It's not shifting. It means, first of all, he ain't never getting over this roast.
No.
Drake is a sensitive soul.
The thing is, you say, what does it mean? The thing is, when you've accomplished what you've accomplished, right? The money, the success, the fame, that is a given. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So the things that he actually chases, and you know Drake chases this because he replies to people he doesn't need to reply to.
Okay.
Is that respect.
He has it though.
He doesn't have it from the people he wants it from, but he has it from the people who are paying his bills.
Not true. Let me explain.
At this point, it's irrelevant.
When it comes to it, the reason why the whole Meek thing mattered to Drake.
Yeah.
Because Drake wants that acceptance from real hip-hop.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So when he won that, he basked in that glory.
Sure.
So now, you go out, you address Pusha. He didn't need to address that song initially. Sure. He did not need to. But Drake has set out a precedent. This is me. I will come for anyone who comes for me. I will finish you.
Mm.
That person he tried to finish, and he did try. He did really try. No.
Wait,
he tried.
Let me say one thing. Because I feel like, me personally, I feel like Drake could have bodied Pusha.
Absolutely not.
But the reason why he didn't pursue it, he has so much more to lose than Pusha T has to lose.
But Pusha already proved, right?
You guys are crazy.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm genuinely quite shocked.
But by the way, we're not disagreeing necessarily. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the sense that we both agree that Drake lost. What we're disagreeing on is what that loss means.
No, and I think even the fact that you're doing this on his behalf is wild.
I'm not the biggest, let me land.
There's nothing that you can tell me in this conversation that's going to tell and prove to me that this loss has not changed Drake. It is the worst thing that's happened to him in his career.
He has money.
That's fine. He has fans. That's fine. Mm-hmm. This is what matters now, because that money and those fans ain't going nowhere. Yeah, he's still going to make a banger tomorrow and it's going to drop.
Who cares? Like,
people care, bruv.
Yeah, but they care today.
Drake cares.
But listen, this is the thing.
Wait, you want to make that argument? I can't disagree with that. I think Drake does care, and I think that's a good argument to make.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is that for me, especially because I'm looking at, we'll talk about this later. I guess what I'm saying is that, like, I look at a rap beef like 50 and Jar.
And
do you know what I mean? And
that's rare. That doesn't happen every day. Fine.
And that doesn't happen every day. But what I'm now saying is that you're going to do this performance for the Peanut Gallery, right? And it's this back and forth and da-da-da, and we can now talk about who wins. But ultimately, rap beef is a game. And we know it's a game. Yeah. That's the very nature of it.
Yeah.
Fine, he lost a game. But if ultimately he's still winning, then I just kind of look at it and go... And by the way, I'm not coming as the biggest Drake fan because I haven't even listened to the past few albums.
Let me just make this like a quick football analogy or even basketball, like regardless, right?
Mm.
Like, Messi is regarded as one of the best players in the world.
Okay. I have to take your word for it.
He's won everything there is to win, except for the World Cup, right?
Okay.
You're playing World Cup right now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If Argentina
do
not make it out of their group or lose their game or do not win the World Cup,
okay,
it's going to hurt him.
Yeah, fine.
And he's going to reflect on the fact
that
he hasn't won.
And that's what this is. I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt him, but what I'm saying at the end of the day, like, genuinely, who cares?
No one cares. It's all entertainment.
Drake will always be Drake, of course. Pusha will always be Pusha. In terms of commercial success, there is
but
no.
But this wasn't comparison. About commercial
but,
success.
But at the end of the day, the game is about commercial success. That is the only thing that's important.
Disagree. Okay, guys, it's time to close the show. I don't know why I did that. It just felt right.
I mean, sometimes you have to like channel your inner like MC.
Hosting guy, innit?
Or was that even hosting? I thought that was like a garage MC.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Ooh, time to close. I can't do it. That was bad. That was really bad. Can someone else come
inside?
Inside. Time to close the show. Right. Ivie.
Yeah.
What is going on this weekend for the listeners?
Alright, cool. So, Friday, Nigeria versus Ireland.
Ooh. I haven't even spoken about the World Cup.
We don't need to, it's fine.
Nigeria and that's our spiritual brothers.
Nigeria
right
versus
what's,
Ireland.
What's spiritual about it? They're my brothers. What's the separation now? They're my brothers. As in Nigeria playing... That's my team. If England lose, I'll even be happy.
No, because Nigeria versus Ireland, I'm saying.
No, Iceland.
Oh, you said Iceland. I thought you said Ireland.
We don't know nothing about Iceland.
No, I said Ireland, and then I said, sorry, Iceland. Oh, but you guys are already wiling out.
So what time is that?
Well, this event happening at North Pole in London starts from 2 p.m. and finishes at 11 p.m. And
guys,
they're going to be playing... Afrobeats, Bashment, Hip Hop.
Oh.
But I'm sure the game is going to be somewhere.
I think it's 7. Let it be known that I've got my new Nigerian top. So all the haters that hated on me before, I'm here.
Ay.
I'm ready.
Ay.
And it's real still.
And it's real. So we also have the... Well... There's a little thing. Has anyone been to Absurd Bird before?
Mm. I do love Absurd Bird.
It's good place, isn't it?
Great wings.
The food is
which
good.
One?
The wings. So, the one at Spitalfields.
Okay, yeah.
Is doing a singles mix and mingle.
Mm-hmm. All right, single fellas. I think you guys should go and just to tell us what it's like.
Singles social, mix and mingle.
Social experiment. What day is it?
Unless I'm getting paid, I'm not going, bro.
No, don't. It's not all for the money. Sometimes for the love.
Nobody.
Oh. All right, cool. But it's on Friday. Like I said, Absurd Bird, Spitalfields.
Although there's wings though, maybe.
The food is good, so you can just get some food. It's
full of food.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. There's also a Super Duper Fly happening. Ooh. Hoxton Pony. I've still never been. What day is that? That's the Friday as well.
Nice.
I've still never been, but I know some people that DJ there. I do believe it'll be a good night.
Connections.
I just have never been there. So, you know, we'll see.
So it's Hoxton, Super Duper Fly, Friday.
Hoxton Pony, yeah.
Hoxton Pony.
Hoxton Pony. There's also, if you're into this, this is in Manchester. I just thought it was funny because I think the person is funny. Mr. 6ix9ine, Tekashi.
What?
6ix9ine. It's not him, but it's his concert after party is happening in Manchester.
Wait, hang on. It's the concert even in Manchester?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool.
So it's like his after.
So 6ix9ine's in the country?
I think so, yeah.
Also, just quickly, rest in peace, Dad.
XXXTentacion. I know. I didn't know if I wanted to like talk about it properly, but I think yeah, it's fine to just say rest in peace.
Yeah, I think I was
super sad.
I was quite sad by it. I was quite sad and sad by it. So,
Feline doesn't know who he is.
I've never heard any of his music. I only know him for the allegations.
Mm. Okay.
So that's all I'll say.
Okay, no problem. Also, in Croydon on...
Hey!
Sorry.
Jack reps Croydon so much.
To the death of me. Southside. To the death of me.
Jeez. On Sunday, there's a food and music festival happening on the High Street.
It's wonderful.
It's always good.
You will never find anything better in London on the day. Trust me.
Nothing. It's lit. But I've been to one of them and they're good. Like, it's just like a bit of fun, you know? And I've eaten lots of food there and it's always good. Always visit the Nigerian stores and ask them for jara. That means extra. And they legit always give it to you.
Without fail. It's never
fail. It's like a secret code. It's like the secret menu of Nando's.
Can I have jara? And you just give them a little smile. They'll give you an extra bit of chicken, extra bit of jodo, extra bit of rice.
I'll remember this.
Jara. It also works at bars. They give you extra shots.
Yeah. The night that my dad taught us that day, that word... Literally, we went clubbing that night, and I said to the bartender, I beg, give me jara. He was like, He nodded, said, okay. Brought four tall glasses, yeah, made cocktails, four shots, made a shot, all for free.
I don't think it will work with me, though, because I'm light-skinned. Like, I don't know if I can...
It's even more, like, appealing. It's like, oh, where do you know jara? Okay, don't worry.
Yeah, it's true. Also, on Saturday, we have Gal Pals London, and it's called Pink, with a Y, Pink.
Okay.
I just want to show you guys the artwork for it, because I think it's quite
interesting. Oh, is it Janelle Monáe?
It replicates Janelle Monáe's trousers.
Yeah. Them pussy trousers.
Yeah. So, I reckon it'll be
you
like
You were so excited that you got to say that. Yeah. Literally, you were so excited that you got to say it.
Wow.
Like, hey, the listeners at home can't see, so it's best to describe.
Whatever. Anyway, that's going to be our birthdays from 10:30. Looks cool. Looks alright. If you're into reggaeton and dancehall, at Fest Camden, there's a reggaeton party. On
I like that you're Saturday. Saying it, how you're saying it.
What, reggaeton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Also, if you're into the Cuban vibes, there's a Cuban Sundays at Juju's. Sounds alright.
I'm sorry, what's the name?
Cuban Sundays at...
What is it, salsa?
Juju's. Well, it could be.
It's called Juju's.
Juju's Bar and Stage.
I noticed that you pronounce it a certain kind of way there.
What do you mean, Juju?
You're saying Juju's, but it's Juju.
Well, I don't know what it is, Feline. I've never been.
Okay, fine.
you know?
Feline, are you scared of Juju like that?
Of course he is.
No,
who
as
you
in...
Who you're talking to?
As in, not scared of Juju, but are you scared of it, like, if you hear of a place called Juju, you won't...
To be fair, it could be talking about Juju music, so... That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. If I know you're talking about the music, then I don't have to stress. But if you're talking about juju, then I don't want to fuck with it.
Fair enough.
Also,
rules are rules.
Junction House, which is in Hoxton, are doing a maxi dress party. I don't really know what that means.
What is that?
It's just a way to get the girls to come. That's all it is.
As in, is it free entry for maxi dresses?
I doubt it. I think it's just a maxi dress party. You know how boys love summer dresses and that?
That seems like such a strange, like, because I can't imagine them being like, oh, it's a...
They've run out of ideas.
T-shirt party for the boys. Do you know what I mean? That seems very weird.
Ladies free before 12 and stuff.
Can I ask you a question? Do you feel objectified by such things?
I don't go to them, but...
Like... The whole thing of wearing a maxi dress for us so we can see what you look like in a maxi dress, come to our party. Does that bother you?
Not explicitly, because I don't care and I probably don't engage in the kind of people that... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not really my circle.
Sure.
Do you know, one of the funniest theme parties I've seen is... I say funniest, it's also terrible. Is that Sevens Up party?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, if you're not seven and up, come to this party.
Oh, that's unacceptable.
Wow. It's called the 7-Up.
That's unacceptable. What were you going to say before you...
But I also wish I thought of it. Hands up.
Was it a thing where you had to say your picture? Or was it just how you
felt? I can't remember. I didn't really engage with it, but I saw it. I saw the flyer.
That's painful, you know.
It was similar to like the 7-Up drink. Up, maybe. It was called 7-Up. I wish I thought of it. That's a fantastic idea.
I would imagine let everyone in and the idea is just...
No, I don't think so.
It's to make you feel beautiful.
I was going to say, because I'd imagine they let everyone in, but the people who feel gassed enough to just be like, yeah, I'm 7 and up, be like, yeah, then you are.
Fine.
Yeah, if you feel it, you are.
Yeah,
type thing. Yeah, fine, fair enough. What was I going to say? So what I was going to say was, they've run out of ideas, obviously, because the maxi dress party is just like, what? But I know when I was at uni, it was like, they were to come up with all sorts of things to try and get girls gassed. And I remember I was sat in the car with one of the promoters back in the day, and then he was like, Evie, what would like gas you? Would it be like, his one was like trousers versus dresses or something. Hmm? And I was like, or you could just say shorts versus skirts. He was like, yeah, that sounds all right. Carries on, yeah. 2 months later, maybe less, I'm listening to one of those mix. If you ever went to like a uni in the Midlands, they always used to release all these mixes. All those uni DJs would release the mixes on SoundCloud to get you gas to the party. Yeah, so I'm at someone's house and they're playing one of like one of these guys' mixes, and it was like shorts versus skirts edition. You know, they give you the whole like Saturday the 23rd of June, shorts versus skirts edition. DJ, this one, and I'm hearing DJs that are on the lineup, and I know that they're friends with this guy, so I know it was his party, so I know I gave him the flipping idea.
Have you collected your royalties?
Absolutely,
yet?
I haven't, for Lauren. I'm talking about black uni boys that are promoters.
Well,
I ain't gonna get nothing. You know what I mean? Anyway, I heard it.
At least collect your moral rights.
Did you even get free entry?
Did I go? I didn't go to those things.
Fair enough.
I mean, to be fair, that sounds like a dumb idea.
Because the one it wasn't even catchy, you know what I mean? Shorts versus skirts makes sense.
Yeah.
He literally told me like, what do you think, like trousers
versus dresses?
What?
Because literally, he said something dumb and you punched it up, and then it was just like.
He's just kind of like, you just come up with my new idea. It's like, maybe. Then typing on his phone, obviously the group dem chat was like, yeah, that sounds lit. Yeah.
That's rude.
But anyway, that's what's going on. Also, my birthday party. But if you're not invited, don't come. Okay.
Well, I'm still stressing about the dress code.
I don't know why everyone's stressing about the dress code.
It's all black everything, which is...
Is it all black everything?
Are you sick?
God.
I didn't even know that.
A lot of people have missed it.
How are you doing this?
I feel like in the invite, maybe you haven't got it clear.
Maybe you haven't made it big enough.
A lot of people don't clearly know.
What do you think it is then?
I was just going to come extra. Like, that was it. I didn't know.
But not in black.
So wait, you, that whole conversation we were having earlier, you didn't even know that that's what we were talking about with the black
just,
and the...
I thought it was just come like dressed nicely, innit? So when you were saying black tie, I was like, oh, it's dressed nicely, isn't it? Like,
it's not clear, man. It's not clear.
You might need to send another message out.
This is why dress codes are stressful.
Now this is stress.
We'll definitely talk about it in the next pod, because guys, we've been...
Wait, so it has to be black?
But anyway, now this, you know what, let's cut it to a close right
Yeah,
now.
Guys, if you have enjoyed this podcast... first of all, thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this podcast,
subscribe.
You have, yeah, subscribe, exactly. Subscribe.
Rate and subscribe.
Rate and subscribe. But only rate if you're giving it top ratings, otherwise,
don't worry.
Also,
turn on the notification bell. You have to do that as well.
Yeah, see?
Raw. Okay.
Okay, Jack.
I don't even really know what you're saying.
I have no idea, but that sounds cool.
Really? It sounds probably, that's probably how it works.
Sounds cool. Also,
just trying to get his credentials up so we invite him to the next.
Don't worry, Jack. You've earned your spot. Cool. So yeah, thanks very much for listening. If you go to any of the places recommended and you enjoy it or don't enjoy it, please let us know. And you can add up. I mean, come to, like, hit us on the DMs or whatever.
Kahala
on
Instagram, Bangs.
Kahala Bangs, etc.
Kahala Bangs.
Yeah.
All of that. Cool. So guys, be safe. See you next week.
Bye.
Peace.